The Buckeyes win a thriller in Pasadena to start 2022 off the right way. What players stepped up as certain players opted out and other players weren't available in the Rose Bowl? And what changes does Ohio State need to make right now? All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 3rd in the year 2022, and today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Experience the game like never before with Sonos Arc, the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and more. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. I hope you had a fun time bringing in the new year. No matter if you watched football on New Year's Eve, you stayed home with the family, with the kids, or you went out, I hope you were safe. And I hope you had a very enjoyable time closing out 2021 and starting 2022. The Buckeyes, the football team, both the football team and basketball team got their first W of 2022 over the weekend. But the football team in the Rose Bowl, it was a game that we will be talking about for a very, very long time. The Buckeyes get down early, 14-0. And in this moment, I'm thinking to myself, people I talk to during the game, they're a little nervous. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't expect this poor performance from Ohio State. I didn't expect them to win, but the missed tackles, the inability to stop Utah, you stopped on the first drive, forced a punt by Utah. Next thing you know, Utah on the next, on their second and third drive of the game, boom, boom, right down the field, and Ohio State showed very little resistance for the Utah Utes in this portion of the game. My dad calls me. Pops calls, and he says, hey, man, you are being prophetic. You must have known something about what's going to happen in this game. Before the game, though, my Uncle Jerry calls. He never calls me on the phone. So I'm thinking, what's going on? I know he has some personal things going on. I don't know exactly what's going on. Why is he calling me? Next thing he says was, hey, Jay, you might want to pick the Ohio Buckeyes. You might want to pick the Ohio Buckeyes. And he's 65. I'm not going to correct him and say it's the Ohio State. I'm just going to let him go. You might want to pick the Ohio Buckeyes. And Uncle Jerry was right. I should have picked the Ohio Buckeyes. But Pops called 14-0. He's like, man, I'm not sure what's going to happen, man. Ohio State does not look up to it. And they didn't. Defensively, so many missed tackles. I mean, probably two drives, two scores, missed tackles in the first quarter alone. And that's no exaggeration. Probably closer to 15. Once again, no exaggeration. Go back and watch the tape. I'm sure it's on the YouTube. No exaggeration at all. Ohio State had a very hard problem tackling. It was embarrassing. I mean, these kids are, what, 18 to 22, maybe 23, 24. They've been tackling people their entire lives playing football. And all of a sudden, in the biggest game of the season, they forget how to tackle. That's what it looked like. However, C.J. Stroud, we had heard all between the end of the Heisman Trophy ceremony until now, he there's a different look in his eye. He's working in a different way. He's preparing in a different way. His connection with his receivers is a little bit different, better than it was all season, which is saying a whole lot. And C.J. Stroud put that on Front Street for us to witness Saturday in Pasadena, California. C.J. Stroud was dialing it, dropping balls into the bucket. Yes, he had different receivers. They are playing a whole lot more than normal. Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Egbuka, Julian Fleming. But it sure seemed like it didn't matter who the receiver was. C.J. Stroud with pinpoint accuracy was dialing it up and hitting players all game long. He had a throw to Marvin Harrison Jr. on the left side of the end zone. And I'm thinking, whoa, 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 whoa. First off, Marvin Harrison Jr., and the player said it on Twitter, you can't press Marv. Marvin Harrison Jr., 6'3", 205, true freshman from Pennsylvania. I'm thinking, okay, you're going to press a little bit. He's a true freshman. Can't really get it. No, 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 no. You press him at the line more routes you see from a true freshman. Also, on the other side, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, this young man went smooth off to the tune. 15 catches, 347 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns at a long of 52. Bo Murphy, who will be on the show tomorrow, actually made a comment on the show he was on Sunday, and it said, he said, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, if he does not fumble, because he did have a fumble in this game, he goes over 350 and has 4 touchdowns. I mean, possibly not having 4 touchdowns, but he does go over 350 receiving yards. I do think he gets 3 extra yards if he does not fumble that ball. Maybe not getting it to the end zone, but he has 347 and 15 catches and 3 touchdowns in the game. C.J. Stroud, 500 and let me get this correct now. Not going to give any false information. 573 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, 37 of 46 on the game. Those two alone, that connection was amazing. Also, this defense, Cade Stover started at linebacker. He literally only had, I think, 2 or 3 practices at linebacker all year. They were all the final week, the week leading up to the Rose Bowl. That was when he got his only time playing linebacker, practicing was in that. You could tell he was new, but you couldn't really tell he only got three practices in at linebacker. Tommy Eichenberg stepped up in a huge way. He was in there starting as well. 17 tackles. I got to give a hats off to Teron Vincent in this game. He played one of the best games he's ever played, ever at Ohio State. Also at halftime, 48-45 end, Noah Ruggles kicks a game winner. He waves at the defender, a Utah defender that's on the ground. But at halftime, Ohio State's down at halftime. They really looked not like the Ohio State team defensively that I expected. Didn't expect a poor performance, but I expected better than what we saw in the first half. At halftime, Ryan Day showed his wisdom. A young head coach, but he's standing the temperature in the room. There was a basically come to Jesus meeting among the players where they were saying, we're not going out like this. We're not doing it. We're not going to go out and play like this and end our season in this way. Ryan Day realized what's going on, how the players were keeping each other accountable. Ryan Day stepped back. He realized one of the players speaking up was DeMario McCall. And hey, whatever was said in that locker room, we don't know. Ryan Day stated in a post-game press conference, somebody asked him what was said. He's like, I'm going to keep that in the locker room. Hey, I ain't got a clap on here in a long time. I love that. In a world and a time where everyone wants all the information, I would love to know what's in there as well. As a reporter, you got to ask it. Keep certain things in-house. I love that Ryan Day, in that moment, had the awareness to not dump what was locker room talk into the post-game press conference. That little conversation they had was telling, and it showed on defense in the second half. After giving up 35 points, Ohio State did to Utah in the first half, they only gave up 10 points in the second half alone. 48-45 victory. The Buckeyes win the Rose Bowl, start the new year off right. I am excited to see what comes next for Ohio State, but I'm even more excited to see, to know that they started the year off with a win. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret treat stashes at home, in the pantry, at the office, in the car, or wherever they are. Throw out all the sugary or calorie-filled treats and replace them with Built Bars. So when you're craving a snack or treat, you can reach for something that's healthy and tastes incredible. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and it's all one word, to receive 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. You are tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. I want to thank Locked On Buckeyes, their first listen of every single day. Got to give a quick shout out, something I didn't plan on doing, but Miss Sarah Barker wins the Our Boss Thinks We're Working Fantasy Football League that I have been putting together for the past three, four, maybe 5 years now. I've kind of lost track. Used to be at ESPN. We now use the Yahoo app. I told her that if she wins the Fantasy Football League, she'll be unbearable. And she has already been unbearable, almost hit that block button. But I want to give a shout out to her because she deserves it. Anybody that wins a Fantasy Football League, it's not easy. No matter if you're in a league of novices or you're in a league of everybody's on the same level, it's not easy to win. She won. But this might be the nicest thing I'll say about her publicly. We go back and forth giving each other a hard time. But no, Sarah, you win. I'll come for you next year. You know what's going to come for next year? What is going to be on the eyes of a lot of these players next year? It is going to be CJ Stroud, Jaxon Smith-Njigba shooting to be the best they can be. And being the best they can be, the Biletnikoff Award that goes to the best wide receiver in college football, that's one thing that I think a lot of people are going to be saying. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, you might get that award because, well, you are the best receiver on all throughout portions of. And then CJ Stroud, that fuel that he has right now inside of him from being only fourth in the Heisman Trophy voting. What I think personally, that was a slap in the face. You're using the what have you done for me lately or what have you done lately to vote. Aiden Hutchinson didn't get into the race until after they beat Ohio State. He had his Heisman moment. Before that, it was all Will Anderson, Kenneth Walker III, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. Some of these guys are not better than C.J. Stroud, didn't have a better season than C.J. Stroud. But because, one, Stroud's at Ohio State, he didn't start off the year like people thought he was going to. And then also, he doesn't get the same recognition because he's Ohio State quarterback as Bryce Young does at Alabama or other players along the way. C.J. Stroud and Jaxon Smith-Njigba showed the world, not just those watching, the Utah fan base and the Ohio State fan base, but the world, what he can do on the biggest stage. And man, those two young men went smooth off to the tune. They set or broke numerous records, Rose Bowl records. They tied one. It was a team record. And then individually, we got Stroud, Njigba. Marvin Harrison Jr. tied somebody along with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Njigba has another one. I mean, there's so many records that have been set or that have been almost tied. The other were broken in this game. It was just insane to watch the offensive firepower that Ohio State has, not just with the guys that have played all year long, but also with those guys that are just now getting their first run at Ohio State. Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, they tied the record for the most points scored in a half combined with both teams, 56. They tied the 2012 Rose Bowl between Oregon and Wisconsin. They also, both those teams also scored 56 points in the first half of that Rose Bowl. Well, set the Rose Bowl record with 683 total yards of offense, 173 passing yards. CJ, as a team, that was all Stroud, but as a team, Ohio State holds that record individually. Total offense, CJ Stroud, 583 total yards of offense. That's his now Rose Bowl record. Touchdowns in a Rose Bowl, 6. CJ Stroud. Most passing yards in a Rose Bowl, CJ Stroud, 573. Most receptions in the Rose Bowl, Jaxon Smith-Njigba with 15. Most receiving yards in a Rose Bowl, 347. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Now, Jigba and Marvin Harrison Jr., both are tied with the record for most receiving touchdowns in the Rose Bowl. There are two others that are tied for that record as well. Jackson Smith and Jigba set the Ohio State single-season record. Most receptions, 95. Most receiving yards, 1,606. A performance like that, knowing that currently that your stats in the bowl games go into your regular or your full season stats, there was a time I go back to when Barry Sanders won the Heisman. If you go back and look at his numbers, his bowl game stats do not get added into the 1988 season stats. And so you see I think it had 2,600 rushing yards. No exaggeration. Go back and check it out. That does not include his bowl game stats. So little difference here, but if Ohio State was in the Natty this year, Jackson Smith and Jigba could add on to his 95 receptions and 1,606 receiving yards that he had in this game. Post-game press conference, I was watching it on the YouTube. I watched it on Sunday, and it was really amazing to hear and to see the players really talk about what they think about Jackson Smith and Jigba and what he does, the kind of player that he is. And even some post-game, there are some reporters that were there in the Rose Bowl that were talking to various players, and they all said the same exact thing about Jackson. We expect it. Like, with no hesitation, with no hesitancy in their voices, they expect it. They see it every day in practice. They expect him to do these things. It's almost like when you wake up in the morning, you have your morning routine. Whatever your morning routine is, you have your morning routine. You might be somebody like me. When I wake up, I immediately hop in the shower. I don't go to get anything to drink. I don't go to get any food. I immediately go hop in the shower. I want to make sure I'm feeling fresh. So fresh and so clean. I want to make sure I feel that way. Me. Now I go in the shower, and then I'm going to turn the TV on. While I'm in the shower, I have either a podcast or a sports talk radio. I have a Bluetooth speaker in my bathroom. So these are all things that are routine. I have a routine in the morning. These are things that are expected when I wake up, because it's just ingrained in me. I get breakfast. When I go to my car, I go a certain route to work. If I go to the gym, I go to a certain route. I have times that I get things done. Like, these are expected. Things are that way in your life. There are things that people that know you, they expect you to do certain things. It's the same way. When I hear people talk about Jackson Smith and Jigba, they all expect this kind of play from him. And with that in mind, I have this thought as we close up this segment. If the players expect this from him, if the players expect him to just do these things that are normal, what are we going to see next year? Hey, Buckeye fans, this is Jay Stevens with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code SCORE and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code SCORE, that's SCORE, to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SCORE to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code SCORE, SCORE. Thank you
for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday, the first Monday in 2022, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Ohio State has some things they need to work on immediately. Not going to dance around, going to get right to it. A few things Ohio State needs to change immediately. We'll also talk about some things that they could do now and also during spring practice leading up to the spring game. After the game, it was announced, I think Pete Thamel broke this news, where Matt Barnes, who was the interim defensive coordinator at Ohio State, he took and it was officially announced that he was going to be the next defensive coordinator at the University of Memphis. That leaves a hole. Speaking of that, I'm just going to go right to it. There's one coach, absolutely one coach, that I think needs to be fired. Absolutely one. Al Washington. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I told you, we're not talking about who it should be fired until at the end of the season. The season is over. Al Washington, the linebackers were the weakest position group on the team all year long. Offensive line, no. Defensive line, defensive ends, I don't put all that on the defensive line. Linebackers to me were the weakest position group all year long. Al Washington can go. You need a new linebacker coach. You have talent at linebacker. Think about this. You got Eichenberg who can play. You got Steel Chambers who can play. You got Cade Stover who can play. I've been hearing good things about Reed Carrico. There's other good players that are going to be coming up. Some of you want to see Sonny Styles and CJ Hicks. I don't think they're going to be thrusted to the starting lineup next year. I think that youth movement that we saw this year is not going to be the thing that's going to be the new norm at Ohio State. Al Washington can go. Release Al Washington, bring in a new linebackers coach and that would be it, because losing Matt Barnes, that's Jim Knowles. That cancels each other out. So you have enough coaches now, but Al Washington, bring in a new LB coach, bring in the right guy. James Laurinaitis, would have loved to have him, but he's going to Notre Dame to be on Marcus Freeman's coaching staff. He's not available. Does Bobby Carpenter want to coach? I don't know. I mean, he's with OutKick. He does things on the radio. 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. He dabbles in other parts of sports media. He does Letterman Live with Letterman Row, things like that. I don't know. Al, bye. Tap into the transfer portal immediately for a tight end. Think about this. Jeremy Ruckert is gone. He's not coming back. Cade Stover going to linebacker. He's not going to be. I doubt he's playing both sides of the ball. So the only other guy you really have is hopefully Mitch Rossi comes in and he stays. I would love for Rossi to stay in. You have a fullback playing H-back. It's a nice wrinkle that not a lot of teams have right now in college football. And you have G. Scott Jr., who needs to put on weight, because if he stays where he is currently, what's he at, 225, 230, maybe 230? He could be a split-out tight end, but he's not going to be the type of tight end that Ohio State needs. Tap into the portal for a tight end, somebody that knows football, that's played college football. It's a plug-and-play type of guy. Not ideal for what Ryan Day wants with the team, how to build the team. But I think this team right now, Ohio State's really close. Really close to being I know they're going to be a national championship contender. I mean, it's Ohio State. But I think they can win it. I said before this season, I said Ohio State has a really – I said I don't think Ohio State's going to win it this year. I think their window is 2022 season, which is next year. I think right now, tapping into the portal, getting a new linebacker coach, those are two things that need to happen. And it could be a secret formula that Ryan Day has in his back pocket. Another one, get healthy. And this goes into something else that I'm going to talk about now, going to kind of couple these together. Figure out why this team has so many injuries. And you look at the unavailability report or the availability report that comes out before every game. I'm not knocking Noah. Like, Noah Potter was on there all year. He had emergency eye surgery, and then he had some other things that kept him off the field. Like, I get it. Some things are just like things that are just going to happen. It was literally a routine eye exam, and the doctor was like, nope, you got to go to surgery. So be it. That's just how things are going to go. But figure out why this team has so many injuries. Not Josh Proctor. I'm not talking about Latham Ransom. There's a lot of nicks, a lot of things that are going on with this team to where this team seems to be hurt a lot more than other football teams. And that's the last thing I'm going to talk about with this show as far as things Ohio State needs to work on now. When spring practice, if you want to talk, work on it now, work on tackling. That may have been the worst tackling half of football I have seen Ohio State play ever in my life, in the first half. Poor. You have Cam Rising wrapped up. He twists. Next thing you know, he's running up the left sideline for a touchdown. You have Britton Covey. That boy fat. That boy was on somebody's 4x1 in high school. Britton Covey is fast. But Britton Covey was wrapped up. I don't know what the tackling problem is with this team. I don't know what it was in the first half, though, what we saw. Make sure you work on tackling, but also that's more spring game stuff. Figure out why this team has so many injuries. You figure that out. You figure out a lot with this team, and you figure out how you can be successful immediately, week number one in the 2022 season, because there's no rest right now. You start the year off with a bang against Notre Dame, former linebacker, now Notre Dame head, former Ohio State linebacker, now current head coach at Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman, along with another former linebacker at Ohio State and current staffer at Notre Dame, and James Laurinaitis. They know your Laurinaitis knows your program. He knows what you want. When I have to bring some different wrinkles, it doesn't matter what you throw at Notre Dame, if you ain't going to tackle, buddy, it's going to be hard to beat anybody next year. This is fun. I love starting the new year off with a bang, talking about a win, talking about what we witnessed from Ohio State. Mo Murphy coming up tomorrow from the Off the Ball Network. Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network on Wednesday. Ohio State plays Indiana in basketball on Thursday. Full week. The basketball team is back. The football team starts the year off right with the Rose Bowl win. I'm excited. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Send all of the emails to jstevens317 at gmail.com. On the first Monday of 2022, I am Jay Stevens. I'm out. We'll be back tomorrow.